The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development released a report this week that puts tourism's impact on Southeast Alaska into numbers. The report calls Southeast the epicenter of cruise ship traffic in the state, and that's the main driver of the visitor industry.
And so what cruise ship are you on?
The Celebrity Solstice.
Have you been to Alaska before?
No. But I visited all the other 49 other states, so this is the last one. Save the best for last.
That's Floridian tourist Martin Levinson. He was one of the first cruise ship visitors to Skagway early this summer. Levinson is one of about a million people who visit Southeast each summer, most arriving on cruise ships.
Tourism is one of the big parts of Southeast's economy, and, you know, I think that we look at the rest of the industries, you know, state government, local government, but I don't think there's enough real analysis of what impact tourism really has to our region.
Connor Bell is the Department of Labor economist who authored the recent report using statistics from 2014. He found that there were about 4,600 tourism-related jobs in Southeast, making up about 11% of the region's summer economy. The report says Southeast's economy is highly seasonal, and most of that increase is tied to tourism. From May to September of 2014, there was an average of about 7,000 more jobs each month than the rest of the year. More than half were in visitor-related industries. Tour guides are the most common of those jobs, followed by waiters and waitresses, and then retail salespeople. The highest paying of visitor-related jobs are captains, mates, and pilots of water vessels, earning an average of about $17,000 a summer. Tour guides earn an average of about $6,000 in a summer. Visitor-related jobs are especially concentrated in three Southeast towns.
We've traveled and we've done Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway, and Skagway is just so beautiful.
That's Laura Everett, another passenger from the Celebrity Solstice cruise ship that visited Skagway in May. Those three ports, Skagway, Juneau, and Ketchikan, see the biggest economic impact from tourism. Bell found that Juneau has about 1,700 jobs directly related to summer tourism, Ketchikan has about 1,000, and Skagway has around 800. Of those three, Skagway stands out.
The impact of tourism should be, you know, apparent to any Skagway resident. For one thing, the summer employment for tourism exceeds the year-round population, and so there's a huge influx of people, and over half the jobs during summer are in tourist industries, and that's only counting direct tourism jobs.
53% of Skagway's summer jobs are directly visitor-related. That's compared to 12% in Ketchikan and 9% in Juneau. The towns that have less steady or no cruise ship traffic at all see much less of an economic impact from tourism. Last summer, Sitka had 340 visitor-related jobs, Haines had about 200, Petersburg saw 50, Wrangell 40, Prince of Wales Island 150, and Yakutat fewer than 10. The Hoonah and Goon census area, which includes Gustavus and Glacier Bay, saw 250 summer tourism jobs. Bell says some communities are looking to increase those numbers.
Yakutat, yeah, they just introduced their, they had their first few ships this year, and I think, you know, they're evaluating whether they want to try to continue and expand that in the future. And, you know, Hoonah's built a dock in recent years, and, you know, I think more and more Southeast communities are going to enter the market, and it's going to make the market more competitive, but also, you know, more exciting for travelers, and I think it can lead to more economic development.
In Haines, the Borough Assembly recently voted to offer 50% discounted docking fee waivers to cruise ships in summer of 2017. The goal of the waivers is to draw more ships to Haines. Bell says tourism jobs and cruise ship visitor numbers took a hit during the nationwide recession, but since then, numbers have been building back up. And as long as visitors like Levinson keep cruising,
Alaska's fantastic. Nothing like it on Earth.
Southeast summer tourism employment will keep climbing. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.